You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. We should talk momentarily here with Ray Dittinger. And big surprise, he doesn't tell anybody until Dan just told me, the Master has a new play coming our way. What the heck? Got to get some tickets. Got to get set up for this. It's called Spinner, a new play by Ray Dittinger. But, of course, we'll talk football. And Dan and Henry, feel free if you have a question or two in a moment. We'll do that. Ray Dittinger. Ray, welcome back. Sneakily making more plays out there. What the heck's going on?
I kind of surprised myself with this one. But, Tommy and me, which you've come to see a couple times, is still going. I mean, it's now 9 years it's been running. And it's going to be coming back again this October in at People's Light Theater in Malvern. But, I had this other play in my mind. I had this other story in my mind. It was a story I originally wrote for the Philadelphia Bulletin back in 1971. And I've just kind of had it in the back of my mind all this time. And I always felt that it could be a really special story. I thought that it had a chance to be, work on the stage. And it just took a while for me to just finally work up the courage to sit down and try and write it. And I did. And the Delaware Theater Company got it, liked it, and now we're going to produce it. So it's going to be the play Spinner will be on the stage at the Delaware Theater Company come September. So I hope folks that have come out to see Tommy and me, and they have now for a long time and enjoyed it, hopefully they'll this is a little bit different. It's a different kind of story. It's about ice hockey, not football. And it's but it's a story I haven't been able to shake for 50 years, and I'm finally now going to get a chance to tell it.
And the premise of it, we got the ice hockey, we got the resilience, right? What's the story that you wrote?
Without giving it away too much, it's a story. It's a story about kind of a father and son relationship.
Okay,
it's a father. The father is a lumberjack who lives up in the wilds of British Columbia, and his dream is to see his son play in the National Hockey League. And everything his whole life is built around getting his son on the ice, buying him his equipment, you know, driving him to practice, and everything is about seeing his son one day play in the National Hockey League. And, you know, how that affects his life, how it affects the son's life, how it affects the entire family as this kid climbs the ladder to try and realize both his dream and his father's dream. That's really kind of what the story is. It's a family story, it's a father-son story, but it's all against the backdrop of hockey in the 1970s.
Now, does Brad Pitt finally play Ray Dininger in this?
No, Ray Dininger doesn't appear in this one. There is, however, a sports writer. There's a sports writer from the Toronto Star who plays a role throughout. I mean, he's sort of a character who appears and then is part of the boy's life all the way through his career. So there is a sports writer, but it's not me.
I don't want to get Ray ahead of himself here.
Yeah, but
me and Henry are over here talking like, Ray, this story is made for the silver screen. It's I feel like he has movie written all over
right.
it. And I say
right.
that because also hockey fans are so starved for any kind of content. A guy that knows so much about films, sports films, there's not that many great hockey stories out there. Ones that wrench at the heart. The most recent one I can even think of is Goon, and that really took over the hockey world.
Right.
It's not even that good of a movie. Here we have an amazing story, Ray. Is that the, I don't want you to get too ahead of yourself. But are there plans for the silver screen moving forward with this story?
Actually, years ago, the story was very well known in Canada. It has a very tragic arc to it, and as a result, people who are really plugged into the NHL and the people in Canada were all very aware of what happened with this young man and his father. And so, after his career ended, there was a made-for-TV movie that was made by the CBC, and it aired up in Canada, but it never made it to the States. But Dan, I agree with you. It's a really powerful story that I think you don't necessarily have to be a hockey fan to be really caught up in it. Much the way Tommy and Me, I think, is a story that, I mean, you don't have to be an Eagles fan, you don't have to be a football fan to understand the story of Tommy and Me. I think this is very much this. I think Spinner is very much the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say Tommy and Me is father, son, and then the new father and daughter. It's an obvious thing.
Oh, sure.
Sharing across that. And it's like Conklin translate, Ray. I opened for him a couple times recently, even though some of the Philadelphia sports things he has are pretty old. This translates because of the universal themes, and you're sensitive to that. So, by the way, do you ever go to the Jersey Shore, Ray? I got something cooking up here. We'd love to get you at Mulligan sometime. You called in once on Dom Giordano Day, and people going, wow, is Ray Dininger coming? Do you ever summer at the Jersey Shore at all?
I've never been a Jersey Shore guy. I mean, my family did.
Okay.
My grandparents and parents, they had a little bungalow down in Pleasantville, right across the bay from Atlantic City. But I was never much into the sun and the surf kind of thing. I mean, I've had to go there to do different things. I've sometimes gone there on some occasions, but I've never been like, the summertime obligation, go to the Jersey Shore. That's never been my thing.
All right, well, we're going to be contacting you. We'll see if we can lure you down. I don't know what it's going to take, because I had that in mind. We've had great events there, and we had Watson there. Jaws might be beaten by me or be beaten by Dan in a football-throwing contest. We're working on that.
I've heard about Dan's football prowess. The 40-yard spiral. The legend lives on.
Tom, I'm going to clip that forever. I just had Ray Dininger comment positively about my football prowess.
There you go. I'm going to put that on a resume.
Yes, the Dan Hall of Fame.
So, Ray, here, because of the flow of events with Trump, we don't need any more a go-to. You know, something when during the summertime things are like, light up the phones. But I do notice my colleagues skillfully down the hall in WIP, they just say the magic two words, Jalen Hurts.
Right.
And the word actually is being used with him, and you are a wordsmith. I would agree with it, though, even though not in the usual, the connotation of this, polarizing. I think he's one of the most polarizing figures we've ever seen, even though he's very stolid, doesn't cause any problems. When the lists come out before football season, which we're on the cusp, and some of these organizations rank him the ninth best quarterback, some of them even worse. And I wouldn't put him ninth, but I'm not putting him in the top five. So I would ask you, if you had to rank him, where would you put him? Why is it so polarizing?
Well, I think it's the position. I think quarterbacks are, no matter where they play, no matter what city they're in, no matter what fan base they have, everybody talks about the quarterback. Whenever you talk about your team, you always start at the quarterback position. And there's always going to be a split of opinion. And we've had it in this town, Randall Cunningham was a wildly polarizing player, and Donovan McNabb was too. And here's Jalen Hurts. I don't think it's anything specific to him. I think it's specific to the position.
Okay.
But to me, I was listening to the radio one day in my car, and the discussion was, is this a prove it year for Jalen Hurts? and I almost drove off the road. I said,
yeah.
Are you kidding? I mean, the guy won you the Super Bowl 20 minutes ago. I mean, what is there left to prove, really? And I know, but listen, that's just the way it's going to be. For however long he plays here or wherever, it's the nature of the position. And, you know, I've had long discussions with guys who played the position in the NFL. I mean, going all the way back, and not just Philly. I mean, I've had this discussion with Terry Bradshaw. I've had this discussion with Boomer Esiason. I had it with Joe Montana, all of them. And they all say that's part of it. You know, I mean, yes, you got to have an arm. Yes, you got to have a brain. Yes, you got to have the toughness to play the position. But part of it is living with the other stuff. Part of it is just living with your daily reality of your life and just being that figure. And you know what? Some guys can't handle it. I mean, some guys, some guys, it just gets in the way of them ever achieving what they could achieve as a player. But it's absolutely part of the equation, and it's certainly part of the thing with Jalen Hurts right now. But, you know, here's the thing, Don. Whenever you draft a quarterback, or you select a quarterback, or you choose a quarterback, when a team makes that decision, this is the first question you have to ask yourself, and coaches do it, general managers do it, the personnel guys, they look at the quarterbacks in the draft, they look at the quarterbacks in the free agent market, and the question you ask yourself, the first one is, can this guy win us a Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. You know, is this guy a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Can we win a Super Bowl with this guy? You start there. And he's answered it. He did it. He won you the Super Bowl, and he was the MVP. So, I mean, whether you rank him first, second, third, fifth, ninth, wherever, the fact of the matter is he's answered the big question. Now, the question is, can he answer it again? I'll tell you this. I mean, he certainly has the team around him. They're the best team. I mean, it's no guarantee they're going to win it again, but you look at what's on paper, you look at that team, you look at the guys that are going to be taking the field tomorrow when training camp starts, they're the best of the 32 teams. They are the best team out there, and it's a big challenge, tough schedule, and everybody's gunning for them, but they've got a good enough team that they could do it again.
I concur, Ray, but I defer to you, of course, and we'll get Henry. Henry, I know you have a quiz. He's our sports guy. Big time. But I wanted to ask you this. I like Tom Brady a lot, rooted for him when he played. When he wouldn't shake Nick Foles' hand, though, that's excessive. Brady, I don't know if you saw this, Ray, cusp of the football season, NBC, he motivated himself by seeing Manning as not just, an opponent, an adversary, but as the enemy. And I can condone that. I can understand that. But I still don't understand. I've done stuff with Nick Foles. You got to shake Nick Foles' hand. Maybe not Manning, but Nick Foles. Do you think people carry that kind of mentality? That make him great, Brady, that Manning is the enemy?
I think that certainly is part of Brady's makeup, yes. Brady to this day, I mean, here's a guy with 7 Super Bowl rings. Won Super Bowls with 2 different teams, which quarterbacks don't generally do. I mean, he had the great run with New England, which, made him an immortal. And then he left New England and went to Tampa and won there, too. So, I mean, his career is one for the ages, no question about that. But he is still bothered by the fact that he was a 6th-round draft pick. It still bothers him that when he came out of Michigan, he was the 199th player selected. He has never gotten over that.
I can understand that.
He has never gotten over that. So when he loses a Super Bowl, he's not going to go over and shake the other guy's hand. I think that's wrong. I think that's just basic sportsmanship. I mean, if I were to advise him, I'd say, go do that. I mean, that's the
Nick
minimum.
Nick Foles, though, is what the point I'm making, Ray. Nick Foles is like a guy from Mayberry wandering in. You know, he's not a guy antagonizing you. My God.
Yeah, but he's the guy that took away the thing that you wanted, that day. Was it excessive? Was it over the top that you did? Of course it was. And it was, and it doesn't reflect well on Brady. But at the same time, it's part of what made him Brady. You know,
yeah,
that's,
Henry, you want to jump in? You got something for
Ray? I do. So, yeah. Ray, you were hitting on earlier about how there's not a lot of flaws with this Eagles team. But if there was one I could see,
right. You
know, a few years ago, we went from Shane Steichen to Brian Johnson in terms of offensive coordinator. And there's a bit of a backslide on the offense that season. With Kellen Moore departing for the New Orleans Saints and Kevin Petullo stepping up to run the offense, could we see that same sort of backslide, or do you think they've learned their lesson?
We'll find out. I think that's if there's one question that you kind of have out there is how's that quarterback offensive coordinator relationship going to develop? You know, is it going to be smooth? Is it going to be seamless? You hope so, but you don't know that. I mean, you really don't know that. And, you know, I mean, there's every reason to think it should be. I mean, he's not coming in from the outside. He's been part of the family. He and Nick Sirianni have worked together in the past. They worked together in Indianapolis. They've worked together the whole time here in Philadelphia. And so it would seem like there's going to be no philosophical clashing because these guys have worked together successfully before. But still, now you're going to be moving forward, and he's going to be in a different role, and he's going to be the guy who's going to be calling the plays, and it's going to be a matter of day-to-day, daily communication between him and the quarterback. To some degree, Nick, but largely it's going to be Kevin and Jalen, and we'll see how it works out. You know, how does it go through training camp? You won't learn a whole lot on the practice field, but you'll learn a little bit. But what you're really going to learn when the games start and the pressure builds. And, you know, do these two guys see the game, see the offense, see the play calling through the same eyes? I mean, there's every reason to believe that they will, but until it actually happens on the field, yeah, I mean, that's the one question. I mean, everything else really seems to be in place for this team. Really does. And they're well-positioned to make another run at the Super Bowl. But if there's one sort of question mark that you're saying, let's see how this works out, that's it. It's the relationship between Kevin Petullo and Jalen Hurts. I think it'll be fine, but we won't know that until we actually see it in play.
What we do know is now Sinner's coming our way. We got to really drum up for this. I was caught by shock. So was Dan. I'm down the shore, Ray, and he just sent me all this stuff. So how do we get tickets? We gave all the premises. And where is this located? Is it in Wilmington, the Delaware Theater Group?
Yes, Delaware Theater Company. It's really a beautiful theater there down on the waterfront in Wilmington.
I know it, yeah.
Yeah, we did Tommy and Me there. In fact, it was after the pandemic shut everything down in 2020, when they reopened the Delaware Theater Company in 2021, they reopened it with Tommy and Me. And so we had a great run there. We were there for about a month and sold the place out, and we had just a fabulous run. And so I'm delighted that they're bringing us back now with Spinner. And I'm really excited because the cast that we have, the director Matt Silva, has put together just an amazing cast. I mean, the seven actors that we have are probably the seven best actors working in Philadelphia. I mean, they are that outstanding, and thankfully, they were all available, and they all read the play and said, "I want to do this." So we have a wonderful cast. We have a great theater, and I can't wait to get started. We're going to start rehearsals in August, and we open September 17th and runs through October the 5th. So, and you can, it's easy to get. Tickets went on sale this week. Tickets went on sale on Monday. So just go to the Delaware Theater Company website and look for the icon that says Spinner and go there and order your tickets. But I think that, you know, it's a different kind of play than Tommy and Me, but it's, it's an amazing story. It's an amazing father and son story. And like Tommy and Me, a true story as well.
It's, masterful. Dan already clued me into large parts of it. So, Ray, we'll be there. Do you do the post, as you did with Tommy and Me, with people on stage, the actors, et cetera?
Yes, and we'll have some special guests.
Okay.
And if you and Ro decide to make the trip down to catch a performance, I'll have you up on stage with me, too.
Oh, you got me. That's it. Just give me the mic. Come on, Ray. Move aside.
Oh,
yes, of
okay,
course.
Good. I certainly
I only did Tommy and Me twice. I didn't get enough time, though. Come on.
I certainly hope you can make it. But, yeah, I'm going to do it every night. I'll be there every night because there's kind of a my backstory to it. I mean, I'm not a character in the play.
Right.
But there is a backstory to it. I mean, I wrote this. I wrote the original story about this guy in 1971 when I was just a kid starting out at the Philadelphia Bulletin. And it won me my first writing award. I won the Keystone Press Award for best sports column in the state that year for this story.
Wow.
And so I have history with this guy.
Sure.
I followed him throughout his career. And so I'm there through the whole thing, through the triumph and the tragedy of it. So I'm going to tell that story myself on the stage at the end of the play, yes.
Oh, we will be there one of the first nights, Ray. Well, Dan and I will hook up with you. How about a wrestling Ray Didinger? Is there a hook there? Is there something there when you covered wrestling?
Yeah, I spent 6 months on the World Wrestling Federation. Dom, I don't think I'm revisiting that.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, Dan would consult. Dan knows more about that than anything.
It's quite the world.
God.
And I included it in my book, Finished Business. I did
yes.
a whole chapter about the time I spent with the wrestling people. That was a lot of fun, and it made for some very colorful writing. But I don't think I'm bringing that to the stage, no.
All right. Well, Ray, thank you so much. What a kickoff to the season. We hope to talk with you whenever you'd like as we get into training camp, and particularly as we pump up the volume for Sinner. If it's anything like Tommy and me, it is an icon. This has become part of the fixture of Philadelphia. It just touches everything that's good about sport and relationships.
Yeah, and that's and Tommy and Me is coming back. I'll remind people again.
Okay.
That's coming back to People's Light in Malvern in October. Come right on the heels of Spinner. I mean, Spinner runs September 17th and closes October 5th. And then Tommy and Me opens up at Malvern October 7th and runs through the 18th. So I'm going to be spending the better part of 6 weeks in the theater, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you, Ray. Be thinking
All
about
right.
you tomorrow. Thank you, Ray
right.
Didinger, very
care,
much.
Dom. Thank you, Dan.
All right,
bye-bye.
There is Ray Didinger here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll prevail upon him when he can to come on as the Eagles begin the biggest story in town. You got to feel bad for the Phillies. Exciting team, different kind of team, a team with a lot of money spent. Look at what they have to compete with, though.
What are you talking about? They brought David Robertson back for a third
time.
Well,
that's
time.
True.
Really
but I mean, the Phillies, even in that World Series or prior to the World Series, I forget which series, had what registered as an earthquake for the noise on the Richter scale. Maybe low, but it did. And yet, look at what they have to compete against here. I don't know. I'd have to ratchet up something else and pump up the Phillies here. You know, if they were in other towns, they would be the story. But here, wow. Dan, any more on Sinner? It sounds to me like another great
Spinner.
Addition.
Spinner is the name of the
Spinner,
play.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Spinner.
No, Spinner. No, it looks like a great play. Kind of similar. Kevin Smith, a long director, Jay and
right.
Silent Bob, he actually said a couple years ago, he bought the rights to the Warren Zevon song, mm-hmm. Hit Somebody,
right.
which tells a story, a tragic story about a hockey player up there in Canada he's an enforcer and lives his dream of becoming a hockey player and then gets hit with a puck and tragically passes away. And mm-hmm. it's a great and long time hockey story. And there was so much hype in the hockey community, excitement for that movie to come out, and it never really materialized. And here we have a story of a drama, a real-life mm-hmm. version, essentially, of Warren Zevon's
right.
Hit Somebody that Ray Didinger has now brought to the forefront in a play. And as we know with Ray's fantastic narrative writing, it's easily transcribed into
sure.
Films and such. If you go and watch Tommy and Me, it's really like watching a film. He just does it so well. So I look at this story and I see a future where I could see this definitely hitting movie screens
mm-hmm.
at some point. And I don't know. It seems like a really, really good story.
Calling your shot?
I'm
right.
calling my shot.
There you go.
And you go back to 1971 where he wrote the story in the Philadelphia
yep.
Bulletin. There's some history here where
right.
he had Temple Press actually dig it out and send him an archival copy of the story. And it's really cool to see a story that he wrote when he was a young man, a story he followed his entire career, now materialize into something that's becoming a play. Just a really cool thing from right there.
So glad he's still so active. All right, your call's coming up. Don't forget the side question. We'll get Dan's here in a moment. The Cosby Show, back in the news. And I told you, I interviewed the psychologist, I think Cosby was with him, this was many years ago, about the impact of it and what he was trying to approach. And obviously, first time we saw a black professional family at a high level, and then the comedy of it. So something organic, but it had impact. Henry had Sesame, I had All in the Family. 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Yes, it's Dom Giordano show. Great stuff. You always feel good after Ray Dittinger and the new play coming up, etc. I can tell you, if you haven't seen Tommy and Me yet, too, what are you waiting for? All right, he is just the best of Philly. I got to get him down there to Mulligan so everybody can come and meet him, sign books. He can bring every book that he's written, would take up tables. I'm sure Johnny would be okay with that. But 855-839-1210, that's how you get in. Let's go to Joe. This is outside the box in Columbus. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Don, I'm not buying Ray Dittinger not being a shore guy if he got as close to Atlantic City as Pleasantville.
So yeah. Yeah, a bungalow.
You got to get him down to Mulligan's.
I'll drive him down myself. I know. We got to get him there. I've tried to do this for years, but I got to, you know, I'll come and do three of his shows, Spinner, but just come to Mulligan's for an hour, 2 hours. People would love it.
Yeah, really. Reciprocity, right?
Come yeah, on. Yeah.
My entry, it was a platform, and not for the better, in my opinion, because I saw it personally, but it took all the personality and sociality away from people. It made you sit at home and become a hermit and a hoarder. And I saw my father-in-law participate in this. He bought a bread-making machine. He bought an apple core, and he never made a loaf of bread. He never cored an apple. And it all culminated, Dom, with my cousin, who was a very prominent dentist in the Mercer County, Trenton area, passing away. And his son called me up and said, Joe, you got to sell Mom and Dad's house. And it was a beautiful home. They had a baby grand piano, all appointment in the house. It was gorgeous. And then he gets to the basement, and he puts his hand on the knob of the basement door. He turns to me, and he goes, "Joe, cousin, I got to warn you. My mom was a shopping hoarder." And I'm like, "No problem, Johnny. I've seen a lot. I've seen everything. Dom, I needed ropes and mountain climbing gear to get through this basement." They had packages that still had the cellophane on it. And I know this paved the way for Amazon and Amazon Prime, yeah. But it's the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, that is a great one. Now, was it called that, the one over in Westchester? I think it was called that, Joe, because I went there once. I was on WWDB, and I tried out for a role on that, and they had you literally try to sell a pencil. There were 400 people there.
that was the mainstay of anything in sales. I got a pencil here, and you got to make it attractive to sell.
Exactly. Joe, that's a good one. That did have impact. Now, it's not what we were thinking of. Hey, Dan, Harry's coming up. He knows I might be a little bit late. What's yours, Dan? We haven't gotten yours,
Henry. Side question today, revolutionary. Yeah. Dom, I am going to take my all-time, well, maybe not all-time, my all-time favorite cartoon off the board, I guess. All-time revolutionary TV show, Dom, South Park, which led to an entire genre of kind of libertarian-type believers. There's a political theory called South Park Republicans that was developed by a guy by the name of Andrew Sullivan in 2001.
Oh, I know Andy Sullivan.
You know Andy Sullivan.
Sure.
And what happened is there were a lot of kids that were range 10, 14 that were addicted to South Park and the themes. And in South Park, there are a lot of political themes to the show that kind of lean conservative, particularly on fiscal issues when you're talking immigration and all. But when you talk about social issues, it's kind of a left-leaning, liberal mindset. Okay. And Andrew Sullivan theorized that this would lead to an entire sect of, you know, believers, politics, of almost libertarian beliefs, which I would argue has indeed really taken over millennial men. I think a lot of millennial conservatives have that kind of lesser, view, a more left view on social issues, but still have that hardline stance on conservative views on that right-leaning, you know, fiscal issues. And I think when we're talking revolutionary TV shows, you have here a TV show, a cartoon, with a target audience of, what, late teens, I guess, developing a whole political belief.
How about Beavis and Butthead? Was that a counter to it?
I don't think that really
No, South Park is different. No doubt. It is. Okay, Harry Hurley is up. He is the voice of the Jersey Shore. I'm at his studio right now. He's with us because the Atlantic City Housing Authority has been placed under the Trump administration. It happened, I'm not sure the time, but it was like down here at the shore. It's like, oh, my God, the most corrupt ever. Jeff Van Drew had a hand in it. I think it's a heck of a local story, though, because it illustrates that the Trump administration is doing things once again that have been talked about by Republican presidents forever. They're actually doing it. That's the key. That's straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Dom Giordano Show, and coming up, I violated one of the top 10 Borowski laws. I'm not sure if Henry has a top 10. I have to figure that out. I saw a film at the shore on a day that wasn't pouring rain. Superman. And something's blown up about Superman we'll get to here on Talk Radio 1210. But Harry Hurley, Hurley in the morning here, the voice of the Jersey Shore, is with us. And I was just about 1 foot out of bed at about 4:55 this morning when I was getting hit with all kinds of texts. Have you heard that the Atlantic City Housing Authority is now in the hands of the federal government? Joining us is Harry Hurley here on Talk Radio 1210. Harry, I thought it was World War III. Thank you for the notice. Yeah, I saluted and went back to bed for 10 minutes.
Yes, sir. You deserve it. Dom time. And we have a split doubleheader today. Great to be on your show.
Absolutely. It was great to be on yours. So, Harry, this is big in the grand scheme of things down at the Jersey Shore. You can explain. But big picture, how many Republican presidents have talked about things like this? But it's a simple process. Promises made, promise kept. Trump likes to do that. Check that box. And this is just another example of something that's going on forever.
It's true. This is decades in the making. The federal government hardly ever gets involved like this because then they own it. And if it's not going well, then they get the blame. If they're not involved and they're only involved at the federal level in terms of funding and oversight, but not officially taking it over, that's a more advantageous position to be in. You have less problems. But now they own it and they needed to step in. The situation was desperate. For more than 3 years, there have been residents that have not had heating, hot water, I mean, air conditioning, proper cooking facilities. They're living with rats the size of cats, cockroaches, other insects. I mean, it's completely out of control. So the federal government needed to step in. They needed to step in during the Biden administration and even before that, during Obama-Biden, and they didn't. But because of Congressman Jeff Andrew, because of President Trump, because of HUD Secretary Turner, they're doing it now. And stay tuned, listeners of the Dom Giordano Show, because there will be a lot of news coming out about this takeover.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were talking with me, I'm not sure, I think it was on air and off air. When you look at the docket of Atlantic City, my God, how many mayors have been under indictment once again? This time, though, the mayor and his wife and I guess the principal of the biggest school here. And just at any point, is it the casinos as the allure here, or is it just baked in way back to the HBO series on Atlantic City?
It's baked in. And okay. This is particularly egregious and unique. Number one, you have the state of New Jersey in a full-blown takeover of the city. So the city cannot even run itself. It's so bad. To have the mayor,
his wife the superintendent of public schools. Between the two of them, they control over $500 million a year. As you mentioned, the principal of the largest school, the high school. So you have the takeover, you have multiple indictments of all three of these figures, you have the federal government taking over the Atlantic City Housing Authority. I mean, my gosh, what's next? I mean, locust?
Yeah, well, we did have a Republican in there, though, who I thought did pretty well at one point.
Well, we did. Don Guardian was terrific. City was clean. City was safe. Not a whisper, not a sniff of wrongdoing. Unfortunately, he lost a very narrow reelection bid and then went on to win a seat in the New Jersey legislature. So that's a good thing. But yeah, there's no question. Don Guardian was a great mayor, not a good mayor, a great mayor.
The city was so hopeful when Don was.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
It really was.
Yeah,
it's true.
Well, I met him. I remember, Harry, because you tagged me in to speak at your big event of the year with all those politicos. And I've never stayed in a presidential suite where there was a sitting room. I kind of like that. If radio people want to be on, they have to come into the president. I'm not going to come out of my main quarters.
Is that Nucky Johnson's sitting room?
No, it was Grover Cleveland or somebody,
yes,
I think.
It was the, I'm going to say the Harrison room, but you earned it, Dom.
And two bathrooms. Rhode thought the big bathroom was too fancy. She only used the powder room. Oh,
I
my God.
It.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So, funny.
So Harry, you listeners know by now, too, were a casino executive under President Trump. We have the Epstein thing out there. Did you ever happen to see Epstein when you were working the casinos? And if not, overall, your sense of the whole thing with Trump and Epstein?
Well, not once. And I was there during the period that would have happened. Mm-hmm. I reject what the former casino executive is saying. The former president and CEO is of the entire Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, not just the president of one casino, which that particular person is. He denies that it ever happened. And he said if it did, he would have known. I have no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein ever being at a Trump Hotel casino. I don't believe that story. I think it's fake news.
And you know him better than I only had the Oval Office thing. And boy, I'm still reverberating from an hour there with Trump. It's not his language. It's not his style. Enigma and stuff like that. And the doodles in that thing with Epstein. I don't think that's going to float ultimately.
No, it's not going to fly. And look at the evidence. The Democrats with Biden and that whole dirty gang, they made up stuff about Trump. If they had the truth on Trump that could hurt him, they would have used it. They would have used it years ago, and they didn't because there is no there.
Absolutely. So, Harry, where do we go for all things Harry Hurley, and particularly your column today out on this takeover and how it plays into the big picture that we've been talking about?
Yeah, it is huge. I mean, to give you a quick idea, one consultant has been paid $856,000,
wow,
in this one scheme. Another attorney, one attorney, three-year period, almost $1 million. We've got it all at WPGTalkRadio.com.
Very good. Harry, thank you. Thanks for the hospitality here. It's a very nice room. It's a complex that would be a test. I'd like to put it at 1210. Or bring the producers here, producer test. Can they find their way out? It's like a maze.
There are a lot of studios. We're very, very fortunate. We have a great place. And, Dom, you're always welcome.
Thank you, Harry. Thanks very much. Talk soon.
See you, Dom. See you, Dan.
See you.
All right, Harry Hurley here on Talk Radio 1210. Just another example of the Trump thing, of Trump, the commitment, and then following through. Coming up, Breitbart has a story, I guess I believe it's the director again, decrying or suggesting that Trump is the one responsible for the underperformance of Superman internationally. Although in the United States, it's doing well. And I watched it and I liked it and so did Ro. And we'll see if Dan thinks all those things
Wait,
are violations.
Hold on.
Yes.
It's only been out for like a week, and you've been down the shore.
Yeah,
so you're
exactly
telling me you went to go see? No.
Yes, we saw it on which day were we down here?
Oh, it was a nice day outside. You wasted a day at the beach to go to the movie theater?
No. It was I would do that just to tell you about it. But it was a 9:15 showing.
Fair. Okay.
Okay.
That's
all right.
So I can't even say that you were supposed to go to a nice dinner because you probably had the nice dinner and then you went to the
movie afterwards. Yeah, well, it was next door. It was the 96th Street.
Poor Rowley. Are you making her stay up till midnight to go watch Superman?
She's the one that wanted to see it. She was the suggester. When I get that chance, something I'm going to use, sure, and she suggested, she will verify that. She will get documents. I'll get you over there. All right. Phone lines. I'll give you what he said about it internationally. And he says Superman is not a known quantity in some places, and Trump hurt this. I wish this guy would shut up. It's a good film. It's a good... Henry, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I would recommend it. I'm not a Marvel or DC, whichever one it is. But the little stuff they did with Superman here, I thought was pretty endearing. Not anything ideological. And I think it's a good watch. And I hope it does well. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. So I said these good things because I believe in him. I was surprised. We found out it wasn't what we thought it was originally, Superman. But here's a quote from Gunn, and it's doing well domestically. Superman is not a known quantity in some places. He's not a big known superhero like Batman is. That affects things. And he told Rolling Stone, it also affects things that we have a certain amount of anti-American sentiment around the world right now. It isn't really helping us. All right. Who knows why internationally, but nationally doing well. And again, I'd recommend the film to you. You know, there's some goofy stuff in there. It's a superhero film, but there's some pretty good insightful stuff. All right, we're talking about insight of a sort. Cosby Show on my mind today for obvious reasons. Give us that TV show that actually had impact. I took All in the Family. We had Sesame Street, Dan, South Park, all of them had something, and organically, they were not set up to change the world per se, but that was the it kind of bouncing off it. It did change perceptions. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hi, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today. I think actually the Huxtables were the second upper-class African-American family portrayed on TV. I don't want to give away any answers, but what it did do was that it showed the mother as a professional as well.
And I meant. Weird. Both were professionals. You know what?
Yeah.
That's a twofer in that how many women were seen as a professional up until that point.
Absolutely. And aside from societal impacts, I think that was more of a familial impact. Like, it showed a different side of families, and that's what I was kind of going with my answer. Before my show, you saw like the nuclear families portrayed in the traditional way. The mom and dad didn't even sleep in the same bed, that kind of thing. And when the Brady Bunch came out, where you had two divorcees with their own kids showing a bit of a mixed family, I think that kind of changed the dynamic as far as family goes in America as well. Or not changed it, but reflected it. And so the question is whether the show is impactful or merely reflective of what's going on in society.
Well, you know? I would say that's a great answer. I'd say it's impactful, though, because it's not true until it's on TV. Then when it's on TV, it's reality, right?
That is a great point and a great show. You guys have a great day today, all right?
Thank you. I would say that's impactful. Hector Camden. Hey, Hector, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I wanted to follow up on that guy that talked about MASH.
Okay.
He didn't explain how MASH changed how Americans perceive the military, and he didn't explain the big impact MASH had on television. Because before MASH, there was a lot of discrimination against veterans. I remember a TV ad, Don't Forget, Hire a Vet. And, you know, MASH showed the humanitarian side of the military. And, you know, Hawkeye Pierce helping out the local Koreans in crisis. And then after that was a Tour of Duty that showed the struggles of the American soldiers in Vietnam. After that came Pensacola Wings of Gold, which was about a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida. Mm-hmm. That TV show became JAG. And I would nominate JAG as the one that had the impact because it showed the humanitarian side of the Navy, especially that Catherine Bell, one of the stars of that show, you know, she was one of the judge advocate generals. And I think in one of the TV shows, she actually got pregnant and was still fighting the bad guys. So it showed the humanitarian side of the the military. So I wouldn't have any jazz. So.
Thank you, Hector. All right, good to hear from you as always. Coming up, we're going to talk with Corey DeAngelis. Corey sees himself and has been dubbed, and he's right, as the evangelist of school choice. And what he's looking at is, coming off the big, beautiful bill, what are these blue states going to do? Are they going with open arms, accept the money, because it doesn't take away from public school funding, and let some kids then and parents make a choice? Or, like Josh Shapiro, are they right now going back and forth, 51% say this, 51.6 might not say that, all that type of stuff? I was told by the Senate President, Kim Ward, just recently, she believes this guy, Matt Bradford, a big-mouth white guy from the suburbs, who's a powerhouse in Harrisburg, will stop him from accepting the money. He's in Montgomery County. Matt, come on back on the show. We're both big-mouth white guys. Come on. Damn, we'll get you on. Come on, Matt. Come on and talk about school choice. Well, Josh Shapiro, just think of some of the things we see with Shapiro. There's this. There's the trans thing. There's the Greenberg case. This guy's got a lot of things that have to be, and sadly, there's anti-Semitism in the Democrat Party. If he overcomes and is the nominee, he's even more of a better chameleon than I can imagine. All right, we'll update you on a bunch of stuff. Don't forget, two names in the hat today. We'll pick a winner, and you go off to gallows, all on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.